All right, here on Lose of the Derek Shapiro Show, we have Miata Wade. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
All right, so how are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, so of course, I came across your Facebook, of course, here on the Derek Shapiro Show, and you created this website I guess 2 years ago now?
Uh-huh.
About you're addicted to making fun of people, right?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Okay, how'd you get into that?
I don't know. It just came naturally, I guess.
Came naturally? and you live in Columbia, South Carolina. How's Columbia?
That's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, a lot of Southern hospitality?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up here, so.
So you're in high school still, huh?
Uh-huh.
And you're 16?
Yes.
So, when did you find out that you were addicted to making fun of people?
I guess since I was little, being from a big family, everybody, like, plays around with everybody, so.
Yeah. Now, one thing that caught my attention, one time you said to this boy that his teeth was messed up, right?
Yeah.
Did that really happen?
Yes, it really did.
All right, so where did that happen?
2 years ago.
Where did it happen? In school? Yeah, and so role play for us. Like, what happened? Like, where'd you see him in school, and how did that happen?
He was just playing around, and he was like, oh, well, why? And he started saying stuff to me, and I was like, oh, well, I could fix that, but you can't fix your teeth.
Wow.
He was like, oh, whatever. So,
and then,
it just went about like that.
And then you say, what about his face, huh? And then you saw a lady in the mall with her rollers, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me how that happened.
Everything just happens, like, weirdly with me. Everything just pops up, so, yeah, that's basically how it happened.
Yep.
They just face up to me, and I just come back, like, quick.
So do you usually do it with a crowd, or are you by yourself usually?
It really doesn't matter. I mean, it's a crowd, it's a crowd. It's not. Like, you're not gonna say anything to me.
Right. So that's cool. So you haven't been on that Facebook recently. Are you still addicted to it, or like, what do you say the your percentage of you addicted to making fun of people now?
Not as much. I guess I've grown up.
Right.
So I don't really bother people like that. Yeah. With everybody. I don't bother you unless you bother me.
Oh, that's cool. So, when you made that website, was your friend shocked, or did they always know?
No, they always knew.
Yeah. So is it better, like, making fun of somebody one-on-one, or with a group on one person, or in a crowd, like, to like when other people share jokes, or what is best, like, that you've done many years?
It all depends on what type of mood I'm in. I mean, like, say we go to Walmart and somebody looks like bad, then we'll just start picking at them.
Yeah.
Just going about our business or whatever.
Yeah. And so, like, you go up to Walmart, right? And,
uh-huh.
And someone just looks horrible, right?
Yes.
And you just start with them, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So, true or false, is it better to pick on a person that looks ugly?
I don't know. I'm neutral. I mean, if they can't help it, then it's not nice. But if they can help it,
right,
like they just came out of the house looking bad,
yep,
then I will pick on you because you set yourself up for that.
So, like, when you saw that person at Walmart, how many of you were picking on that guy or that lady?
Just me and my sister, really.
Really?
And we were only two people there.
And she heard it, huh?
No. I don't know. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't.
Yeah. Now, what was I going to say? Have you ever gotten in trouble in school for picking on somebody?
No.
No, you never got in trouble. That's good. Now, what I was going to say is that, okay, so like nerds in school, would you pick on the nerds in school too?
No, because I'm kind of sort of a popular nerd, so I guess I kind of hang out with them, but I hang out with like everybody, so.
Okay, all right. And now, what I was going to say is that, what about the jocks in school? Like, so the jocks are known to pick on people. Do you hang out with the jocks in school?
Yeah, I do, but they don't really pick on people like that.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, you haven't been on the website. When's the next time you're going to be on that website? And how come you're not on the website much anymore?
I have better things to do now.
Exactly. So what year are you going to be in next year in high school?
I'm 11th.
11th, okay, all right. And now, do you like doing pranks too?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. I prank my sister and my mom a lot, but I end up laughing before.
Really? Right. So, do you think pranks are better or making fun of people is better now these days?
50-50. I mean, if things come up, I just go along with it.
Okay. All right. So, what I was gonna say is that what's some of your favorite shows on television that you like?
I don't know. Right now, I mean, at first it was Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
Or Pretty Little Liars, but then it started getting aggravating because they just kept playing reruns over and over again. So.
Sure.
I don't really watch TV like that.
Sure. And who are some of your favorite singers that you like?
My favorite singer, I have so many. I don't know. I like Adele and Katy Perry and Beyonce.
Sure.
I don't know.
Now, also too, do you think the media hypes out, you know, like cracking down on bullies? Do you think in school, or do you think it's too much hype on that?
Probably would just be like, let it go over their head, really.
Okay, all right. So, well, I do thank you, of course, Mietta Wade, for, let me interview you today here on the Derek Shapiro Show. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.